What's up, everybody? This is Frankie Results and the Be Hype Podcast. Today's episode is the happy medium is the way to overall success. And that's overall success in anything that you do, whether it's fitness, nutrition related, or just your life. But before we hit that podcast, let's hit up those sponsors for today's episode. Today's episode is sponsored by Lift Life Apparel, guys. That is liftlifeapparel.com. You can reach them at LYFEapparel.com. At liftlifeapparel.com, they have men's, women's, accessories, fitness stuff that you can wear in the gym, out of the gym, comfortable, high-quality stuff, guys. Not going to lie, have a bunch of tops and bottoms, hats, accessories, awesome gym wear, love it, fashionable, you can wear it outside, high quality. We're going to hook you up 10% off, just use the code Frankie10, F-R-A-N-K-I-E-1-0, and you will get 10% off that cart, so liftlifeapparel.com, hit them up. Our next sponsor is Frankie Results Nutrition. Guys, if you are undecided, if you do not know what you're doing nutrition-wise, if you want recipes, if you want cooking ideas, cook workshops, virtual workshops, anything that's nutrition, fitness-related, and you need help, FrankieResults.com has you covered. So check them out, FrankieResults.com. All your fitness, nutrition needs, they got you covered, and we got you covered with 15% off on that. That is the code Frankie15, or you can use the code, our code, BeHyped15, BeHype, H-Y-P-E-D, 15, all right? So if you use our code, you get that 15% off, guys, all right? Hit us up at FrankieResults.com, also on Instagram at FrankieResults. All right, guys. The happy medium is the way to overall success. And that's what it is. It's the truth. Okay? I'm going to show you the number one thing. What people do to set themselves up for failure. Okay? When I say failure, means that they're going to go one route and they're either going to fall off or not achieve their goal. Okay? And this is the reason why. Okay? People like to go into something. Everyone originally gets excited. So it's something brand new. All right, I'm going to do something new. Okay, it's exciting. I want to do it or anything like that. When they go in that, they go in all 1,000% speeding through. Okay, so they want to do things really to the extreme. What that does is two things, guys. One, it's going to burn you out quickly. So you're not going to be able to go for the long. And results made on the long haul. They're not made quickly, okay? This is not a two-week thing, a three-week thing, a four-week thing. This is a consistent thing, okay? This is kind of a lifestyle thing. The longer you do, if it's nutrition or fitness related, the better the results. If it's not fitness and nutrition related, if it's career oriented, same thing applies, guys. The more you do in your craft, the better you're going to get. If you're only doing something for a couple of weeks, how good are you going to get compared to the person who's been doing it for a longer time? So this applies to anything in your life, okay? So the second thing is you're going to get tired. You're going to get tired or bored, okay? Why? Because no one can sustain that 10,000 speed ahead that you're going because you're motivated and you want to do this. It's okay to be motivated and want to do it, but you can't go to the extreme. So let's hit some examples. People hit up a diet, all right, and then go straight extreme. So what they do is they go deprive themselves. They stop eating carbohydrates. They try to lower the caloric to crazy low amounts, and they just wither away and they fall off after a week or 2 weeks. Not good, guys. Not good at all. Then let's go to the opposite side of the spectrum. Okay, people say, I'm going to go die or anything like that. If it's nutrition related, fitness related, even work it out. And what happens is they don't take it seriously. They have their fast foods. They have a cheat meal every 2 days because they say, okay, I did good for 2 days. I'm going to have a cheat meal, which takes them 4 steps back. And they're always trying to go catch up. Frustration sets in. And again, they run up to the same outcome. The same outcome as the people who are going extreme. They fall off and never achieve their goals. So let's say it's not fitness related or anything like that. Let's say it's, again, career oriented. If you are just taking or studying your craft or practicing or learning your craft and you're not taking it seriously, okay, it's not your number one top priority. That means other things are. So eventually that thing is just going to go to the wayside. And again, you're going to be in the same outcome as the person who was doing an extreme. So if you look at a bar graph, we just talked about people that are on the extreme side of the level and the people who are on the opposite side, not taking it seriously. You want to be in the middle, in the medium. Why? Because the medium sustainable, okay, to start out with. And at least to start out with, you want to be there. There's a way you can dial it up, okay? You definitely dial it up in between the medium and the extreme, somewhere in the half there, the 3/4 mark. But you can't start that like that. You're going to start right in the medium. And this is why. We're going to go with a diet. And an example, if you're eating plain stuff, let's say you're eating very low calories, plain stuff, not seasoned, boring, doesn't taste good at all, you're forcing yourself to eat that stuff, it's very little, it sounds horrible because it is horrible. You can't be doing that. And if that's what your impression of nutrition and diet is, then you need to get the program. Definitely give it the program because it's not what it is. All right? You don't have to starve yourself. You don't have to make things planned. You don't have to make things boring. You don't have to make things to the extreme. There's only so long a person can do that. Okay? You have to live your life and have something that's sustainable. So let's talk about the medium. The medium is where you're not going too extreme and you're not taking it lightly. You're on board. You're on track. You're eating flavorful foods. If it comes to nutrition, you are eating the right amount of foods for your goal. You're not depriving yourself of different types of foods. But you have some guidelines and rules where you're not taking it loosely. So you're not eating out. You're not eating fast foods. You're not eating high fatty foods. You're watching your sodium. You're drinking your water intake. But you have less restriction. That's something that's sustainable, guys. That's something that you can do and incorporate into a lifestyle. Yes, a lifestyle. I said it. So what lifestyle means is that it's something that you could do. You could do it forever. You can continue on. And it's not a diet. It's just a way of life where you're just a healthier person. You're eating healthier. So it's the saying, oh, I can never eat out. No. Again, that's not what we're saying. What we're saying is you set yourself guidelines. You set yourself parameters. You set yourself, okay, this is what I'm going to do. Then I'm going to have this on this day. And then, you know what, it's a holiday or anything like that. And I'm going to have fun and do that. You have to be at the mindset of sustainability. You have to live your life and you have to like what you're doing. So if it's career oriented, you have to like what you're doing so you can be good at it, so you can continue on. It thrives you, it drives you. If it's fitness that drives you, this is the same thing. You got to do what you love. You got to continue on. If it's boring, if you don't like it, it's not going to happen. Okay? And I'm going to tell you the anomaly too. There's like a catch 22 on this one. So you got people that too that would get bored easily. Let's say you get bored easily. You get one person would like something and do it and go on to the next thing and do it and on to the next thing and do it and on to the next thing and do it. That's all good. But at the end of the day, you're not going to feel that accomplishment of completing something because you're always starting something new because you're getting bored of something. How do you fix that? If you're like, oh, that's me. That's the type of person I am. Because there's people out there like that. What you have to do is pick something. You have to choose. Choose something that you love to do. Choose something that you like to do and do it. Okay? Because if it's something that you love and like to do, you will not get bored of it. That's it. So, medium is the way to go. Right down the line, right down the middle, right down the pop. Not too restrictive, not too loose. Sustainable. That's the key word for this podcast today is sustainable. You have to be sustainable to hit that overall success in anything you do. That keeps you going. That keeps that train on the tracks and continue going down that path. It's pretty simple. Now, going back to people taking an extreme. Just because you go extreme doesn't mean you're going to get faster results. You're actually going to fall off statistically. You have a better and a more greater chance to stop what you're doing, come to a complete halt, and hamster wheel. When I say hamster wheel is recycle and repeat this process. Multiple times. There's people that repeat this process over and over again and get so frustrated that they just quit. Don't be that type of person. If that's the type of person, if you're listening and like, that's me, don't be that type of person. Listen to this podcast. Follow it. It's pretty easy and simple. If you're lost, hit us up, guys. We definitely could hook you up. Okay. A lot of people are worrying about things. So if you're a stressor, if this is like, oh, I'm a stressor, if you're always constantly thinking, oh, what can I eat? Do I eat this? Do I eat that? Or what can I do? Do I do this? Do I do that? Stop. Take a breath. Breathe in, breathe out. Relax. Take the happy medium. Okay? Stop stressing. There's no need to stress, okay? Stress is going to just throw a monkey wrench into anything that you do in your life. What you have to be is confident in your abilities. Confident in you being dedicated to the one person, and that one person is you. Be dedicated to yourself. Be dedicated so that you are going to achieve whatever you want to achieve because you're going to do it. You and only you made that promise to yourself. That's it. Make that promise to yourself. A lot of people don't do that. People say things, they write things down, they try to, but they don't hold true to a promise to themselves. They'll hold true promises to other people. But let me ask you a question. If you're that type of person that throws a promise to someone else, but not yourself, That's really messed up. Look at that. You have to take this responsibility to make yourself first. And I'm going to tell you why. I'm a person that helps. I like to help a lot. I help all the time. Clients, friends, family, anywhere I can help, strangers, anything. I help. And I love doing it. I love helping people through everything. But at the same time, if I don't do what I need to do for myself and put that in the back burner, I'm not going to be able to help anybody. So it's not selfish to think about yourself. It's not selfish to put yourself first. So by putting yourself first, that's making that promise to yourself. Making your promise that you are going to do this and that you're not going to divert, that you're not going to, you're promised not to make it too extreme and that you, it's unsustainable, and not to make it loose where you're taking it as a joke and you're not really giving it 100%. Just because you're in the medium doesn't mean you give it 50%. You're giving it 100%, but at the medium level. So it makes sense. You're giving it your all, but you're not taking it to crazy extremes. So let's say if it was kind of career-oriented or sport-oriented, that means you're practicing. You're practicing daily. Practicing for an hour and a half, 2 hours. You're perfecting your craft. You're doing everything that you need to do. Now, extreme would be I'm practicing 8 hours a day. On top of I have a job and everything else, and you're burning yourself out. How long you think that's going to happen? You're thinking, okay, in your mind, I'm doing 8 hours, so that's going to make more progress in the long run. But there's not going to be a long run. Why? Because you burned yourself out. Makes sense, right? So you can apply that to anything. You apply it to fitness, nutrition, career, anything. Because it's the truth. The happy medium is the way to go. Now, don't get confused. Again, if you're just listening in right now, the medium is not to give you 50%. You have to get the 100%. You have to set your parameters. You have to take this seriously. Anything that any person has achieved, a value, non-value, whatever, has been done so with them giving it 100%. So I want you to remember this. Anytime you're faced with something that's new, that's something that you want to achieve, something that you want to go get, a goal, anything in life, I want you to think about this podcast. I want you to think about the happy medium. And I want you to give it 110% on that happy medium. Turn that into success. And remember, it will work. Because if you take it too extreme or too lightly, you'll be back at square one. And we don't want that. And you don't want that. So let's be hyped for the happy medium is the way to overall success. Do you find yourself constantly trying to achieve something but falling up a little short? Is it getting frustrating? Does it feel like it's never gonna happen? Does it feel like no matter how much you try, how much you push, how much you put in, you just can't get there? If that's you, I'm gonna tell you, you're wrong. You can get there. And you will get there. The way you're going to get there is the happy medium. What is the happy medium? You're going to not go too extreme. Yeah, you want this, but there's no way you want to go so extreme on it that you cannot sustain it for a long time. You also don't want to take it very lightly on the opposite side of the spectrum. You want to hit it right at the medium with 100% effort. That's going to get you where you want to be. And that's going to prevent that hamster wheel of frustration. You have to take things serious. But that doesn't mean to take it to an extreme. No one can sustain something that is extreme. And in order to achieve anything you want, you have to have some kind of dedication to yourself. That dedication comes into on and on, like a lifestyle. If it's a lifestyle change in nutrition or fitness, if it's a lifestyle change in your career, if it's a lifestyle change in anything you do in your life, it comes with hard work. But within your mind that you know this is what you want to do, that's what drives you. Are you going to burn yourself out? No. Why? Because you will be back at square one, like we said. We don't want that. You don't want that. So what we're going to do is we're going to do something that we enjoy. We're going to do it with 100% effort. We're going to do it and be dedicated and make a promise to ourselves to be the best, to give it our all, to give it 100%, to go in every day with the mindset that I will, I can, and I will do this. Why? Because a promise was made to myself. In order for me to be the best that I can be, in order for me to achieve what I want to achieve, and that is could be anything, I have to give it my all. I have to enjoy what I want to do, and I have to enjoy the end result. If all those add up, hit it hard on that happy medium. And the inevitable is going to happen, and that is you will achieve. You will gain that confidence. You will gain that ability to overcome anything, to take what you want in life and achieve it. You're going to bust through doors. You're going to bust through barriers. Why? Because you can. Because you are set up for success. The happy medium can be relayed to anything in your life. The key word is happy. You have to enjoy it. Because if it's a chore, it will soon be old. It would soon get bored. It would soon be an unachievable result. And that is what we don't want to happen. So let's hit that happy medium. Let's continue on giving it 110%. Because we can and we will. Because we're strong and we're smart. Because nothing can stop us. Let's be hyped, for the happy medium is the way to overall success.